and welcome to Beware Spoilers. I am Adam. Today is Firestarter Day, which I don't think anyone is excited for, except maybe your most diehard Stephen King fans. And even then, I don't think a lot of them are truly thrilled about this movie, saying I heard a lot of people saying it doesn't look good. I mean, I'm not a big horror guy to begin with, but I may unveil the horror logo tonight. We do have a logo specifically for horror movies, and that one may be making its debut tonight. But what we got here is, we're not talking about that yet. We were supposed to debut our video game theme, but I uploaded it to Dropbox so that I'd be able to get it easily, and then I couldn't figure out how to download it to my phone, and making me sound like the average 70-year-old man that I deal with at work, who I get really annoyed with. It happened yesterday, where it's like, we have this ridiculous punch clock at work, where it's like, it's a little touch screen, you enter your employee ID, and then you gotta scan your fingerprint, because this company is so concerned with other people punching in for people, that it's like, they you need to put your fingerprint in, so that way it doesn't let, you know, you punch in for someone else. And so, you know, you put your code in, you hit the little, you know, button, and you're then punched in. So we have a new person who's working in, I believe, one of the, it's not in my department, in a different department she's working. And she is, she is doing whatever, and it's her first day that she's actually punching in, because she's only been there for a few days, and it takes a little bit to get them into the system and all that good stuff. So she's now in the system and going to punch in, and she gets to the computer, and she's pressing the buttons, and I'm like, and then she looks at me, because I'm next to the punch clock, and I'm like, oh, you don't know how to use a touch screen? Is that what the problem is here, that we're making this a point of? It's like, you don't know how to use a touch screen. It's like, you gotta press on the number. Like, you may have to put a little bit of force behind it, and you can't use your fingernail because it's a touch screen and they're thermal sensitive, but you press the number that corresponds to this motherfucker doesn't know what they're doing. Not her, but, well, I mean, also her, but I'm talking about the guy in front of me in a Ford, who looked like he was going one way, but he wasn't. You gotta put some pressure behind it if it doesn't work the first time. It's very simple troubleshooting, but whatever. So, instead she looks at me, and I'm like, alright, whatever. Meanwhile, I got, like, cages of stuff around me, so I have to, you know, reroute myself out, get over to her, help her punch in and out, and then I'm like, alright, that's all you have to do is push the buttons, press clock out for lunch, or meal break start, and then put your finger on the fingerprint pad. And if there's anything that people have a problem with, it's the fingerprint scanning. It's the fingerprint scanning people have a problem with, because it's like, you have to keep your finger on for just the right amount of time, without putting too much pressure on, or not enough pressure on. It's a very weird Goldilocksian system that you need to do in order to get your fingerprint scanned to get into and out of work. But it's the most bizarre thing on the planet, but it keeps people from punching in for someone else. So, more power to them, I guess. Which brings us to today's topic conversation. I was split about which one to do. I'm much further along in one of them. So we will talk about Bugsnax, because that's the one I'm much further along in. And this is the game for... It started out... I think it was announced as part of one of the State of Play things for the PlayStation 5. I think it was swallowed up in the same conversation as Miles Morales' announcement. Spider-Man Miles Morales. So that's where it kind of started. And where it was first announced, where it's like, it's this game, you gotta go around this island, and there's this, you know, you have to get these, you know, little bugs that look like foods, and you gotta catch them, and, you know, it's a fun thing, and here we have the game has come out on the Switch now. It started on PS5, eventually went to PC. I think it went to Xbox as well by that token, and then it ended up, now it's on the Switch. And it just went to the Switch. So it's there now, and I've been playing through it. And I think it's a pretty fun game. I'm enjoying it a lot. It is, you know, it's a puzzle game with a rewarding amount of figuring it out. Where the rewarding amount of, I have to sit here and try and figure out what combination of traps is going to get the bug snack into my possession. It has a very Viva Pinata meets Pokemon Snap kind of vibe in that regard, and with a dash of Animal Crossing. And I think it worked very well in that regard. And I think that the most important and most interesting thing about the game is the gameplay. And, you know, the art style is great and all of that. And I think that, Dana, fuck me, my soda fell on the floor. In a game like Bugsnax, you know, what you're doing, it is ostensibly a puzzle game. You know, the most important thing is, how well do the puzzles work? Are the puzzles, you know, not cripplingly difficult, yet at the same time difficult enough to provide a challenge? How hand-holdy is it? Because hand-holdiness is something that has gotten more and more on my nerves as I've gotten older. Where it's like, I've been playing video games for a long-ass time. I can usually suss out how the game works in a lot of cases. Like, look, I understand giving me a little bit of, you know, explanation. Like, this is what this game is going to be. This is how, you know, everything in the game kind of functions. But you don't have to sit there and be like, and here's how you combine these two tracks together. Let me figure that out for myself. Give me that. Give me the opportunity to be like, okay, so, you know, here is the, like, for example, there's a trap that very early in the game, you have a little, what's it called? You have a little, it's like a raspberry snack in a ball, and you control it with a laser, and you have to use that to get things out of place. So basically, you have to, like, push it into a, what's it called, push it into small spaces, so that way it'll force out the, you know, whatever the snack is will be forced out of the hiding spot. On top of that, you can also use it to, you can hit it with your slingshot that will sling various types of sauce onto it. Like, there's a chocolate sauce, there's a ketchup, there's ranch, there's hot sauce, there's all kinds of sauces. So you have to use that, and you have to hit it with that, and use that as bait to get it to go places. Like, there's a point where you have to catch the hamburgers, and it's like, well, how do you get the hamburgers to be disabled long enough to catch them? And you have to stand between them and then move out of the way like a bullfighter to get them to hit each other and then catch them. It's things like that. And the game doesn't explain to you how to do these things, and that's not a bad thing. The game doesn't explain to you how to figure these things out. It's just kind of, you know, you have to figure it out on your own. And there are, everything is trial and error and easy to figure out. There isn't a point where you're playing the game and you're like, fuck this, I don't know what to do. It is, you know, some combination of traps will lead to you catching the bug snack you're trying to catch. Like, at one point you get a spring pad, and you have to use the spring pad to launch the little raspberry in the ball into a moth that's also a cheese doodle to knock it out of the sky and catch the and catch it by laying your trap right where it's gonna fall. It's a lot of, like, you know, thinking like that. And the game is rewarding in that regard, because as you're playing and as you're learning these things, you don't feel like you are, you don't feel like you are in a puzzle that is unsolvable for the sake of being unsolvable. Everything has a solution. It's similar to Cuphead in that regard, where Cuphead is a hard fucking game. Like, there is no... it is one of the hardest games I've ever played, but it's also one of the most rewarding games I've ever played, because as you're playing it, you feel yourself getting better. You feel like you're learning the enemy's movements, you feel like you're learning the way to play the game properly, and because you're doing that, and because you're getting gradually better, and you do eventually beat the bosses, the difficulty doesn't feel like it's hard for hardness's sake, or it's hard because the game is poorly programmed, or it's hard because it's just designed to be unbeatable. It's designed to be beatable, and it's designed to be something where you're figuring out how to go along. Now, this isn't the same as Cuphead, because Cuphead is fucking hard. This game isn't hard by any stretch of the imagination, and you can probably play through the entire game without looking at a guide. A guide may help some people, but it is a fun enough game that it is worth the time to play. It is now available on the Switch, too, so it's good on the go. And I play a lot in handheld mode, and I've noticed the game works very well in handheld mode. I know it's also a complaint of the PlayStation version, too, when it came out, but the load times, I think, are the biggest drawback of the game, because it's not one big open world. It is a series of small areas on the map. And the areas are not massive either. They are kind of small. And, you know, they are... the amount of time that goes into loading each of these areas is a little cumbersome. So, like, say, for example, I'm in the, let's go desert. And I want to go back to the area you start in, because the area you start in is where you can find ranch dressing. So if I want to go all the way back, I mean, look, that's not a good example, because you can get ranch dressing back at the ranch once you find, back at, like, the town once you find it. But, I don't know, for whatever reason, I want to go back there, I want to, you know, explore, see if I can find more snacks, I'm going to, you know, go back there, because I'm trying to beat the game. You have to go through, like, 3 or 4 loading screens to get there, and it's each time you're sitting there and you're waiting and waiting and waiting for this thing to load, and it's just slow. But the problem is, if that's the biggest complaint one can have with the game, it's not a terribly big complaint at the end of the day. The load times are a little much, maybe just we're spoiled now, but it does remind me of playing a game back in the like 90s and 2000s. And even then, there were games with faster load times than this. Like, I'm thinking, like, Super Mario Sunshine had, you know, minimal load times. Same with Super Mario Galaxy, same with... And look, it's an independent game. It's a very well-made independent game, but it's an independent game nonetheless. And I think that this is it's a great game, as long as you can sit through the load times. I think that's really the only downside. But the problem is, I feel like it's a downside that a lot of people are going to get hung up on. It's about that you're sitting there and you're like, fuck me. These fucking load times. Like, I'm going to sit here forever and just sit here and sit here and sit here. And it's like, well, you know, if that's the biggest complaint you have, then it's not a terrible game. So I think that's really it. Tomorrow morning we will be talking about Firestarter, because I'll watch that tonight. I'm not going to go to a theater because I am, number one, I don't want to see this in a theater. Number two, I am, as the kids say, a giant wuss. I don't like horror movies. If I can watch a horror movie at home over watching it in a theater, I will. That said, Nope is still something I'm going to see in a theater, not at home. But yeah, it is, you know, that is the next big thing, will be Firestarter. And then after that, we will start... Motherfucker, you have a truck that size and a trailer, and you're going to cram through the fucking shoulder. We're also going to do Strange New Worlds, the Star Trek show that just started, because we can kind of get in on the ground floor there. So I'll do the first 2 episodes, and then we'll move on from there. So until then, have a great rest of your week.